This is episode number 2004 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, July 6th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
It is time for the Who Cares News with Morgan. What's going on?
It's official. Shel Fonier's hitched. Gwen and Blake got married on Saturday night around sunset on their ranch. Their ranch now, right?
Well, it was his ranch his until ranch. Saturday, right?
Well, I think it's still his ranch. It depends on what's in the prenup.
No, that's true, right?
Or if he added her on to the deed. Yeah, otherwise, it's still his ranch.
Who knows?
In Oklahoma, when the wind started sweeping down the plains, I can't help myself. It was an intimate chapel he built for Gwen.
Well, that's her part. Yes. That's her part of the ranch.
He built the chapel on his property for the sole intent of marrying her in it, which I think is just super sweet.
Isn't that sweet?
It's adorable.
Yeah.
Officiating the ceremony was friend Carson Daly.
Oh, wow.
Host of The Voice.
Carson got himself ordained ministership.
He's come a long way since
that
what
Carson
was that show?
Guy? Oh, was he was like on Late Night.
No, before that.
I don't. Oh, he was on
that afternoon show.
MTV. Total Request Live. That's where they
met. Yeah, okay. That's it.
Before that, though, he was a disc jockey in Los Angeles. And was until about 5 years ago. Still.
Oh, really?
Just like Ryan Seacrest. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, about
Carson Daly, we know him around here, around these parts.
Around these parts?
Yeah.
There's only about 40 people that attended, including Gwen's sons and her parents.
I saw pictures of this chapel. There wasn't room for 40 people. I don't think. It's pretty tiny. It's kind of tiny.
Well, you know who wasn't there?
Who?
Adam Levine. I guess he couldn't make it.
What?
Busy recording in Florida might be the excuse. I guess maybe the bromance really is over.
Dude, seriously, you couldn't make it to Blake's wedding.
So Gwen wore a Vera Wang.
Yeah?
Not a simply Vera Wang.
No. This one was made for her.
It was a specific Vera Wang.
Yeah.
White dress with full veil, bodice, and a mini skirt covered in four-winged tulle.
Wow.
Who else would wear a mini skirt to a wedding and get away with it besides Gwen Stefani?
She's got the gams. Blake
wore a white tie and a tux.
Which is probably the nicest he's ever going to look ever in his life. But you know, that's the way weddings are, right? Those are the days you look your best ever in your life.
Well, that's the day that you want to look
your
best.
You're never going to look any better than that. It's all downhill from the wedding day.
Depending on how hot it was, once you start sweating and everything.
Well, and that may be why she had a mini skirt. You know, let that draft come up through the tulle.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, photos are online because, you know, you want to see them. You know you do.
Actually, I have. I've looked at them.
The cake looks
like
it would be 100.
She's a beautiful bride.
She's pretty anyway.
Yeah, and I mean, and they both look great together.
You know, when he was married to Miranda Lambert, he never looked as happy.
Well, no.
Ever. No. Of course, they were both stoned half the time.
That's true, too.
Allegedly. Sorry.
Yeah, watch that. Got to say the A word.
So, but now.
Yeah. No, they're happy.
Yeah. I think so.
They're happy. He's helping to raise her kids. I mean.
Well, he asked her father for permission to marry her.
Oh, how sweet.
And then, before he ever proposed to her.
Yeah.
And then, after he asked her father, he asked her sons.
Ah, oh, that's awesome.
Before he ever proposed to her.
You just changed my mind about Blake Shelton. All the way around. Up until then, I thought he was just a good old boy. Yeah, all right.
No,
they
I think
also
he's a bit more
built
than that.
A brand new mansion.
Oh, they did.
Ranch.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. She should see the pictures of it.
I guess I will. Overlooks the
lake and the whole bit. It pays to sing country music and to be famous.
It looks like the couple rode off into the sunset in a golf cart. So, there you go.
Well, congratulations to them. I won't
congratulations
put out a
and best
this
wishes.
Early on how long it'll last, but.
Nope, I'm gonna stick with this one for a while.
For a while.
Yeah.
For a while. We'll see.
I think something tells me they're going to be lasting for quite a while.
Maybe the whole time. I think so. Maybe.
I don't think.
Let's hope so.
I think this one's going to stick.
Let's hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Elon Musk is living the good life.
Well, I would think so. He's Elon Musk.
I know. He's richest man in the world.
Freaking Musk. Yes, richest man in the world.
If he wasn't living the good life, I'd say, you know what? Give me your money and you go do something else because it's obviously, you obviously don't know how to handle this.
Right, right. Exactly. Exactly.
And he's living his best life in a 350 square foot prefab box.
What?
A little tiny house.
Oh, my.
Well, he's to justify that, though.
Oh, my.
There's a reason.
Okay.
He's living in that on the SpaceX grounds in Texas, you know, to be close to work.
Close to work.
However, he has sold most of his worldly property.
Yeah.
To focus on SpaceX and Tesla.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All these guys want to give it away, but none of them are giving it away to us.
This is true.
How do we get in line to get some of that money? We don't need all of it. We just need a little bit. Just a little bit. Get over the hump.
A little bit. Small percentage.
I feel
percentage.
Like a drug addict when I say that. I just need a few thousand dollars to get over the hump, man.
Just a little bit. Just teeny tiny bit. Just a little bit, honey, please.
Daddy needs a new pair of shoes.
Seriously.
Yeah.
So now Elon Musk, he lives in a humble $50,000 home. For 350 square feet, wow, is $50,000?
Crazy.
I think he could have done better.
Well, yeah.
Of course, it probably has, like, you know, all the accoutrement in it.
It's a little tiny home.
Bells and whistles.
What could it be? Yeah.
Anyway, he rents it from SpaceX.
So he doesn't even own it.
On its launch site.
Hopefully not on his launch pad.
In Boca Chica, Texas.
That would be bad. Launch pad. No. Launch site. Somewhere there on the property.
As a launch pad McQuack, maybe.
Yeah, right? Oh, golly. Can you imagine? Where's his wife? Where's his kid? They can't be living in a little tiny grid house.
Don't know.
I don't think she would put up with that.
Probably not.
Seeing how it's like, well, are they married? She's a girlfriend.
Maybe it's Monday through Friday. It doesn't really say. Anyway, Elon does claim that he's shedding all his worldly possessions to focus on his trip to Mars.
Well, see, somebody's got to pay for that.
Right? I guess it would be him. As he's the richest man in the world.
Yeah. And no date for when he's going into space.
No.
You know.
But he's
but
like,
he'll
but.
Be third place.
He's not going to go until it's ready.
No, I got it.
All right, so when's Richard Branson going?
Richard Branson's going in next week.
Next week.
Next week. Bezos the week or two after. And then I don't know about Elon Musk.
Okay.
Yeah. We're going to have to go on Rich Man Watch. That's what we're going to do.
Well, Elon Musk has nothing
How
to prove,
How do we
though?
Not get on their wills? I'm serious because, you know, they're going to go into space. Something could go wrong. And if we were in their will, we would get the money. We got to work on getting into people's wills. That's what we need to do. I think that's a profession we need to work on.
Maybe, sounds like a good profession.
Maybe we can hire Halle Berry's attorney to help us get to there.
You didn't even try.
I know, I didn't try. It's early.
You just could have tried.
We're talking about money, not sex. More Who Cares tomorrow. I'll find a way to get around to it tomorrow. By tomorrow, I will. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.